The IGAD Executive Secretary, Wekne Gebei, who expressed extreme concern over the instability in Upper Nile and parts of Jonglei states and appealed for a de-escalation of the violence. Wekne called on President Salva Kiir, First Vice President Riek Machar, and other signatories to the country's revitalized peace deal and regional leaders to intervene urgently. He says conflict in the region has displaced 50,000 people, and the United Nations Office of the Human Rights Commissioner estimates it has caused more than 150 deaths. In his statement released Monday, Wekne appealed to the IGAD Assembly of Heads of State and Government to, quote, use their leverage to ensure that no entity or individual undermines the peace and stability of South Sudan, end of quote. Pork Both Baluang, the acting press secretary in the office of the first vice president, Riek Machar, welcomes the IGAD statement. He says while calm has returned to the areas of violence, especially in parts of Upper Nile State, much more needs to be done politically. He says humanitarian intervention is needed to fully address the problem. The fighting in Upper Nile State began 4 months ago. Officials say it involves various rival militia groups, including the SPLM-I Okit Gwang faction, the Agwelek forces, and a militia known as the White Army from Jonglei State. Baluang blames the crisis on what he calls the delayed implementation of the security arrangements defined in the peace agreement. He also says the failure of SPLM-IG and SPLM-I Okit Gwang faction to implement their unification agreement contributed to the violence.
Well, the lack of the implementation of security arrangement, it is reflected clearly in this violence. If there are the forces that are deployed in that area, the forces will have come and intervene to support the civilians and also to repulse any attack.
Efforts to reach South Sudan government spokesperson Michael Makwe were unsuccessful. However, South Sudan Army spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kwong says the army has acted to contain the situation, including deploying troops to the conflict areas under orders from President Kiir. Kwong denies that delays in the implementation of the security arrangement contributed to the conflict.
When the situation escalated in Upper Nile, it was not our creation. There was a split within the ranks and files of SPLA-IO, and they started fighting among themselves. We are not the ones that are running the affairs of SPLA-IO. That was the genesis of the crisis. Other actors were drawn in, like the White Army from Jonglei State. The White Army left on foot and crossed the River Nile. They were living in areas not under the control of the government. They left from areas under the control of SPLA-IO.
He also denies that the failure to implement the agreement signed between the SPLM-IG, SPLM-I Okit Gwang faction, and the Agwelek forces in the capital Khartoum contributed to the violence. Nearly a year ago, President Kiir's SPLM-IG faction signed an agreement with the leaders of the SPLM-I Okit Gwang faction and the Agwelek militia force. The deal was aimed at unifying them with the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. For VOA News, Mwaki Simon Wudu in Juba.